Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Juvo Hub podcast, episode 66. I am your host, Jonathan Saar, and we are going to have a good time talking about building relationships with Mark Howell from Howell Creative Concepts. How are you, Mark?
I'm good, man. How are you doing today?
Good, good. Yeah, I think this is such a good topic. You know, as you and I were reading over some of these resources and different articles on this subject, it's been amazing to see, you know, what COVID has done to people. You know, we've been so disconnected. So the purpose of today's episode really is to, you know, create good awareness about how we need each other. We need each other in the office environment, and to have a good balance between working remotely versus working in the office. And no matter what the situation, the importance of working with your team, you know?
Yeah. I love that. You know, you just said working remotely or working in the office. It's so funny now that COVID over. I don't even know. I don't know what to say anymore these days. Right. But so many offices that I know, they've shut the brick and mortars down or downsized their office. And so this everything that did happen during COVID, you've got 50% of people who want you back in the office. And the other 50% of the people that I know that I've spoken to, they don't want to be back in the office, and their organizations don't care if they're back in the office. So very interesting topic we have here. What did happen to, you know, maybe happy hour in the COVID world, or what happened to our let's say relationships during COVID? That's been a fascinating topic from some of my friends in the industry, how they've gotten through COVID the last few years.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So great objectives to kind of talk about. And, you know, and as I was reading this over, I was thinking of like, how do I apply this to me? Like, what did I do? How did it change? And yeah, like, I mean, there's no doubt things changed. It was hesitant to go to events, and kind of still a little bit hesitant to go to events. It's still kind of in the back of my mind. But it, one of the other negative things, and maybe you and the audience listen and share your comments on this. My wife got on me for overworking. Like, I was just like trying to be so focused on the business and building the business and what are we doing next? And I wind up working through the weekends, you know, that just was not healthy. So, and it disconnected me from even within our small team, and we're a family owned business. And it was, and I saw some negative things that were coming, because we couldn't see each other in person and so on. Mm-hmm. What did you experience? Any comments on that, Mark?
Yeah, you know, so for me, I had just started my own business right before COVID. So I had already become a little accustomed to not working around a team. I did find that as I had conversations with some of my other friends in the industry, how they handled COVID, it was a mix of reviews. Many people felt very disconnected from not only the world, but just from their original corporate teams or the on-site teams. Though communication was still present, there was this lack of connection. And you're right. I want to go back to something that some of us got to work from home or had to work from home, we ended up overworking. So that's the downfall sometimes of either owning your own business or working from home, is that you can overwork yourself. You can skip lunch breaks. You can work later into the evening. You're taking away time from your family, yourself, the fun part of you, right? You're filling that back with just more work because you're like, I'm already sitting here. I can knock out a few more things. And then before you know it, it's 7, 8 o'clock. So your happy hour has way been gone. What I did find, a friend of mine told me, she said, you know, I'm having a really hard time wanting to go back into some of the social activities of our industry. And I was like, really? I said, why? I kind of miss it. I missed seeing people. But what I realized is that emotionally, we are all very, very different. And so where I may have missed that interaction and, you know, the friendliness, the talkative, you know, kind of interaction, this person was telling me, no, I enjoyed it a little too much where I don't even care if we go back to it. You know, and I was like, you have got to be more social. You can't fall into this trap, you know, because that's a very dangerous, slippery slope, especially if you are leading people. People organically need to feel your presence, to feel your guidance, and they need time in front of you. They need time with you. And so for leaders, that can be a very, very scary a place to be in, where you have become okay with, you know, hey, let's shut it down. We don't need to go to the office. We don't need to do happy hour. We don't need to go to that event, that dinner, whatever. I mean, you just have to realize and remember that not everyone feels that way. Some people, I did learn, got very depressed during COVID and felt very saddened. And, you know, look at the weight gain that many of us saw over COVID. I'm like, wow, you were really depressed. But, you know, it's true. It affected all of us very, very differently.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we are so sympathetic and empathetic to everyone who listens to our show. Like, it's just, I'm glad you brought that out, Mark, because it did. It affected all of us differently. And so that's, again, the objective for today's show, today's episode is like, what can we do? What are the baby steps that we need to take to try and get back into that social climate? You know, that's who we are, whether we're an introvert or an extrovert.
That's right.
There is no doubt that there is always a place for people in our life. You know, that's how we're made, and what can we do to, you know, and I think, like you said, Mark, like there isn't just like, you know, because there's been tons of articles out there on how to get over COVID fatigue and how to combat, you know, like you mentioned, one of the effects is like, oh wow, I've gained a few pounds. All right, so how do you get back into the exercise routine after? You know, there's so many of those articles that are out there, but fundamentally, it's you and what's in the mirror.
That's right.
And you have to, and again, your close network is also going to be there to help you and give you that support, like you do for them. But that's what it comes down to, is being able to figure out, all right, what do I have to do to get, you know, my problem was work. And now I mountain bike and I'm hoping to kind of start a little personal blog about mountain biking. I'm no expert at it, but I love it. And it's helped me tremendously. That was a decision, knowing that this being away from people, how it was affecting me mentally and how it was affecting, you know, my work and my family relationships. And so it worked for me. So that's my message to you, our fantastic audience. Like, what are you doing? Please share whatever tips that you have, because this is a community and we want to be able to help each other kind of get back into that social space for sure.
Yeah, I love that. You know, and I think you're right, Jonathan. We, like you said, there's so many articles and there's so much research that you can do about COVID fatigue, but I feel like it's an individual issue. You are the only person that can understand why you're doing the things that you're doing. If you are withdrawn, or are you withdrawn because you put on a little extra weight? What would encourage you to, you know, maybe do the mountain biking or the exercising to get you back into shape mentally or physically? But I love that. And I wanted to say something about your mountain bike blog. Is it going to be a podcast where we can see you doing it?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't gotten that far yet.
Okay.
The idea is here. The execution has not taken place, but we'll see.
Look, I think that's incredible. I think I would rather watch an amateur do it and learn from your mistakes or watch along and see if we're both at the same place than watching a professional do it, because I'm not at that place. Like I also myself, I love to try new recipes and cook. And I thought, you know, there's so many cooking shows and cooking blogs and all that kind of stuff, but I love it, you know, and if I needed to encourage myself to become more social, I would take one interest that I have. So my advice to anyone listening would be, yes, like Jonathan, find an interest that you have and expand on that. If you're having a hard time kind of getting back into the swing of the happy hour, find little baby step ways to introduce it back into your world, back into your organization. Go to the apartment association dinner or the functions, the trade show, whatever it is. If it's an organizational thing, create a happy hour for your organization. You need to maybe be that sort of sponsor, that person that changes the path, the tide. And sometimes that's hard for people. If your company has gotten in that rut where no one's doing it, then maybe you should be the ambassador to say, you know what, let's try to break this pattern. And what is it that could tempt people out of, I'm imagining a little rabbit in a little hole, like dangling the carrot, trying to get the rabbit out of the hole. Like, what's the carrot? What's your carrot?
Right. Yeah, for sure. So good reminders, you know, and it fundamentally, it comes down to the relationships that we need at work and how we continue along in our career path, and how we build our business. It's a people business. We say that over and over again. We need to be able to work with each other, work with, I'm glad you mentioned the apartment association, you know, so we have our apartment associations and Institute of Real Estate Management, and, you know, we've missed those. So mm-hmm. This is the advice I'm saying this on our show, but I've had an issue with getting back on the horse, so to speak, and getting back to the events. It's been, my wife's been kind of like nudging me. She goes, it's like, because that was part of what I did. And I've been a little bit hesitant. So I know I know I need to improve too, and to be able to get back involved in a much broader way in our industry, like I was prior to COVID. And so we can all do better. So I'm glad we got a chance to talk about this on the show today, Mark. So thanks so much for your insights and adding to the conversation.
Hey, if you need me to come to your house and dangle some, what's your favorite food? May not be a carrot, but what can I use? Ice cream? What kind?
But that's really hard to say. Maybe if you came up with like four or five kinds.
Well, anyone listening, if you're trying to encourage Jonathan out of his home, come with four different flavors of ice cream.
I might come out. That's too kind of you. But I mean, that's where we're at. It's going to get better. It's going to keep getting better. So, you know, for all of our listeners, keep patting each other on the back, give each other a hug. You know, it's going to take some time. We were in this for a couple of years, and, you know, it's not an easy thing to come out of. So make sure we're there for each other, for sure. Well, that will conclude this episode. So thanks, Mark. How can people connect with you, my friend?
Yes, absolutely. You can reach me at howellcreativeconcepts.com. Howell is spelled H-O-W-L, or you can find me on LinkedIn at Mark Howell, which is H-O-W-E-L-L. And either way, look me up. Let's talk. Let's chat. If you have any ideas of some topics that you would like to talk about with me or on our show, let me know.
Yeah, awesome. My name is Jonathan Saar from Juvo Hub, and thank you for tuning into this show. Until next time, class dismissed.
Bye-bye.